Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and good morning, Tom. Before we begin, I'd like to turn the floor over to Teresa Imposato, Metro's Chief Safety Officer, to provide us with this morning's safety contact. Welcome.
Good morning. In case of an emergency, we will egress through the main doors or the closest exits, which are illuminated by exit signs. We will assemble on the southeast corner of 5th and F Street. An AED is available behind the guard station. Fire extinguishers are strategically located throughout the building, and restrooms are past the guard desk on the left. The safety contact for today, February the 13th, highlights the U.S. Centers for Disease Control tips to prevent the spread of respiratory illnesses such as influenza and the common cold, including washing hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not available, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with individuals who are symptomatic or appear to be sick. Cough and sneeze into your elbow, not your hand. Alternatively, cough or sneeze into a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash and wash your hands. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces such as keyboards, mobile telephones, and steering wheels. Lastly, in response to the emergence of COVID-19, a novel coronavirus, Metro has activated its pandemic task force and is coordinating closely with local, state, and federal authorities to ensure preparedness in the event of local exposure. To date, there are no confirmed cases of the virus in the region, and the risk of infection to the general public is low. By following the aforementioned tips, you can protect yourself from illness. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Imposato. Our first order of business is to approve the agenda. If there are no objections, we'll consider the agenda approved as presented. Are there any objections? With none, the agenda is approved. Now on to the approval of the minutes. Could I get a motion from a committee member to approve the minutes of the January 16th meeting and executive session and for the January 22nd executive session? So moved by Mr. Goldman. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Marushian. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Now we'll move on to our action item, acceptance of the Inspector General report. The Executive Committee has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting the audits and other reports by the Inspector General. The Committee has reviewed the following report, Inspector General's semi-annual report to the Board, number 25. Before we vote, Mr. Charrington, would you like to provide the Committee with a brief overview of this report?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the Board. During this reporting period, OIG investigative work resulted in two reports of investigation, three management alerts, and one management assistance report. In addition, investigative work resulted in the recovery of $268,000 in overpayments to a vendor. Performance and financial audit work resulted in six reports with $6.4 million in funds put to better use and 25 contract audit reports with $5.5 million in savings. OIG work identified deficiencies in procurement, cybersecurity, asset management, and human resource management. Management has ongoing actions to correct identified deficiencies. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Charrington. Are there any questions for the Inspector General? If not, upon accepting this report as final, the report and corrective action plans, if any, shall be deemed approved. Approval of these reports will constitute the Board of Directors' authorization to post the reports on the WMATA website, provided that the Inspector General has conferred with the General Counsel and conferred that any private or confidential information has been removed, redacted in accordance with the applicable law and WMATA policy. I move that the Executive Committee accept these reports. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Goldman. All those in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. The reports are approved. Since there is no further business to come before the committee, we stand adjourned. Next, we'll start the Operations and Safety Committee. We'll begin shortly in this room.